Hey everybody, it's Yoshi. Today, let's continue our comic book sketch cover education with artist Corinne Howell. Corinne's art has been featured on not only the pages of Transformers comic books, but also X-Files, Ghostbusters, The Bravest Warriors, Jen and the Holograms, Back to the Future, and Star Trek, to name just a few. This lady has her hands in a little bit of everything, which I think is a true testament to her skills. Corinne did a sketch cover for me last year at Emerald City Comic Con in Seattle. It's an homage for the movie poster, Adventures in Babysitting. With RC, Bumblebee, Prowl, and Sideswipe taking the places of the actors on the movie poster. Corinne is a sweetheart. She's someone who's easy to talk to and worked with me to make sure I got what I wanted out of the sketch cover. I didn't get a chance to interview Corinne at Emerald City Comic Con, but I did catch up with her again at TFCon Chicago last October. We sat down before the convention officially started to chat about sketch covers. So here's my interview with Corinne Howell.
Hey everyone, this is the Yoshi Cast. I'm Yoshi, and I'm with...
Corinne Howell.
How's it going?
Doing pretty good.
How are you liking the con that hasn't started yet?
Well, I have just gotten started set up.
I really want to talk about sketch covers.
Okay.
And how awesome I think they are. So, the first question's first. How much of your commissions at a show are sketch covers, and do you see that number rising?
Most of them are sketch covers these days. Like, I see more of sketch covers than actual, like, big 11 by 17 commissions. Like, a lot of them just, like, are, and they're simple commission sketch covers. Like, some of them, like, I think at New York, one of them was just the Red Power Ranger. And, okay. Like, another one was Jubilee, and another one was, some fantasy character. It was just like all of them, I had more sketch covers than I did actual commissions. It was cool, but I didn't expect it, I guess.
Right.
Yeah. But I like them. I think they're fun.
You like doing them?
Yeah.
So I get the impression from what you said that you would almost welcome more of a complex request on
a
sketch cover.
Okay.
Because I know that there are some people that are just like, no, headshots are it. You're not getting anything else.
Yeah.
And I always try to get something a little more complex, as you know.
I had so much fun with that one.
Oh, good. I'm glad you did. I'll throw up a picture of it.
And then the fun part was that I actually did watch that movie like week prior to going.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was
awesome.
Like, yeah.
So what was it? It was Adventures in Babysitting. So the way I like to approach an artist is try and hit them up prior to a convention.
Yeah.
I've learned this lesson the hard way. Hit them up before a convention, let them know what I want, send them reference images, offer to mail the blank book to them so that they have plenty of time to work on it. Is that something you prefer? Would you rather they just came up to you at the convention? What's the game plan for Corinne Howell?
I really like it before the convention, because it's really difficult, because when people come to the convention, they have a set amount of time that they're there. It's like some people are only there for like the day, or they're there all 3 days or 4 days, however long the convention's going to be that weekend. And I prefer to have them before, so you can send it to the rep, or you can send it to me personally, and we can get it done and out the door and have it ready for you when the convention starts. Because when we're at the convention, I mean, when somebody requests something really complex, like I see a lot of artists that I admire, like a lot of my friends too that work like in other projects other like than Transformers or anything else, like they get some complex sketch covers and they don't have enough time to get it out the door and on that like floor,
right,
on that time span. So like it's, and just seeing them like trying to rush through, it's just like, it's incredible. Like, you got this done, but I can see that you were having a hard time getting it
right,
done.
Right, right.
So,
right. So more time is better than less time, especially if it's more than just a head.
And especially
shot.
If it's like, having like a headshot is great because that's something quick and easy to get out. Uh-huh. But like, the way I see it is that if you want a sketch cover that you know is going to be the individual amazing sketch cover, like for example, what you see Terry Dodson do with his sketch covers when he does Captain Marvel or Princess Leia or anything, like all those beautiful women, just all, yeah, he draws some pretty awesome girls, okay, and I love it, so, but just like the amount of time that he puts into his sketch covers are just like, where, how,
right.
They're so beautiful.
Right.
But it's like he has to, like, you know, these guys like artists like that need to have some extra time. And those are individual sketch covers that are going to be so much more to you at the end of the day than just a headshot.
Yeah.
So like we pride ourselves in like wanting a challenge. Well, I like having a challenge in a sketch cover. Like, give me something really different and new, or so, or like, you know, something complex that I know, like, the price I give you is going to be totally worth it by the end of the day.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be totally worth it by the time I'm done with this.
Right.
So that's the way I see it when it comes to sketch covers.
So if somebody comes up to a con who hasn't met you before, presents a sketch cover, do they have the option to, you know what, this is going to take me longer than I've got at the con, you let me take it home and mail it back to you? Is that something you do?
Yeah, that's something I would do.
What about, there's no convention, somebody just wants to get a hold of you to do it. Are you too busy with your just day-to-day comic work, or is that something you can take on and do?
That's something I can actually take on and do, because it's not like, when you're working 11 by 17, that is a big piece of paper.
Yes.
That's a lot of area that you have to cover.
Right.
So when
just
it's...
paint the background black, then you're set.
Like, for example, for my Kickstarter, I recently got, one of the commissions was Poison Ivy and Batman. And so I knew I had to take this tall piece of paper and fill all of it, because the price that they paid has to be, you know, this piece of art's got to be worth
right. What
they paid.
Right.
So, but having a smaller sketch cover, but still being able to put that amount of, you know, like definition into the, all the detail and everything like that, it's just, it makes it so much easier, because that way also, like, I go to a drawing group every week, so I just take all my commissions with me and just get them done there, like, uh-huh. while we sit there for hours just drawing. So it's like, that's what I like to do, because I'm like, I don't know the draw, hey, this commission gotta do, let's do this instead. So that's like what I like to do every time I get commissions, just take them to the drawing group and like, I got this to do, I'm still working but having fun.
Right.
So that's what I do. I mean, I work on traditional stuff even when I'm out of that drawing group, but it's still a lot easier for me to have like a smaller piece to work on.
Okay.
And it's a challenge.
Right.
Makes you really think about like, how can I tell a story in this tiny little
image? Spot, right?
So.
What do you charge for a sketch cover? Like, what are the basic rates? And then I'm sure you've got a special rate for when somebody hits you up with something awesome.
Yeah, like starting price is usually about like 40, because it's like you don't know what they're gonna want. But like, I think the highest that we have.
So a 40 would be like a headshot.
Yeah, like 40 would be like a headshot.
Okay.
Like 100 for like a full body right now, like
head to toe
would be like almost like 80 to 100.
Okay.
And then when we want, like, if you want to go all out, it's gonna be like maybe 150 to 300. Just
okay.
Really depends like what you want and how much color you want it, because otherwise it's all gonna be black and white.
Right.
So pretty much that.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for your time. I really
no
appreciate it. How do they get a hold of you to hire you for work?
You can always find me on Twitter at rin237 on Twitter, or you can find me at rinpin.tumblr, and everybody just calls me Rinpin on there. Or you can find me at my website, which is all my website is connected to all my social media, so
Okay. You
can find it on my Twitter page or on my Tumblr page. And on my website, there's a way to get a hold of me for commissions. You can get in contact with my rep, Jeff. He's very happy to take all the commissions, and he's a very nice guy to talk to. And if you have any specialty commissions, we'll be able to talk about that too. So, well, we always get the specialty stuff. We get, like, sometimes we get, like, some really, really cool, just big pieces. So I'm really excited for some of the Kickstarter stuff that I got in. So I'm very excited, and if you ever get a chance to talk to Jeff about a commission, I say go for it.
Sweet.
So, and he doesn't just rep me, he reps like a ton of other artists. So.
Oh, okay.
It's awesome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. I enjoy this. This is so much fun.
Now the con needs to start.
I know. There's nobody here. We're just watching people.
Bye.
Thank you guys so much for watching my interview with Corinne Howell. If you're interested in what other artists think about sketch covers, well, I did an interview with Casey Caller about a sketch cover. You can find that here. And if you're interested in just sketch covers in general, I did a basic general sketch cover video. You can watch that here. Yeah, and that's it. Thanks so much for joining us, and we'll see you later. Is that it? I'll just sit here. Well, I'm gonna go now, guys.